Hi, welcome back to another episode. In this episode, I'm going to talk about a lesson from Robin Sharma's book, Who Will Cry When You Die? Yeah, that's the book name. Let's jump into the topic. Practice Tough Love is the lesson name, and I'm going to read out what the author describes in his book, and it's not too hard to grasp, okay? The golden thread of a highly successful and meaningful life is self-discipline. Discipline allows you to do all things you know in your heart you should do but never feel like doing. Without self-discipline, you will not set clear goals, manage your time effectively, treat people well, persist through the tough times, care for your health, or think positive thoughts. Well, the author calls it the habit of self-discipline, tough love, because getting tough with yourself is actually a very loving gesture. By being stricter with yourself, you will begin to live life more deliberately on your own terms rather than simply reacting to life the way a leaf floating in a stream drifts according to the flow of the current on a particular day. As he teaches in one of his seminars, the tougher you are on yourself, the easier life is going to be on you. The quality of your life is ultimately shaped by the quality of the choices and decisions, ones that range from the career you choose to pursue, the books you read, the time that you wake up every morning, and the thoughts you think during the hours of your days. When you consistently flex your willpower by making those choices that you know are the right ones rather than the easy ones, you take back control of your life. Effective, fulfilled people do not spend their time doing what is most convenient and comfortable. They have the courage to listen to their hearts and to do the wise thing. This habit is what makes them great. The successful person has a habit of doing things failures don't like to do, remarked essayist and thinker E.M. Gray. They don't like doing them either, necessarily, but their disliking is subordinated to strength of their purpose. The 19th century English writer Thomas Henry Huxley arrived at a similar conclusion, noting, perhaps the most valuable result of all education is the ability to make yourself to do the thing you have to do, when it ought to be done, whether you like it or not. And Aristotle made this point of wisdom in yet another way. Whatever we learn to do, we learn by actually doing it. Men come to be builders, for instance, by building, and harp players by playing the harp. In the same way, by doing just acts, we come to just. By doing self-controlled acts, we come to be self-controlled, and by doing brave acts, we become brave. So this lesson is called Practice Tough Love, and it is from the author Robin Sharma. I believe this is a good article kind of thingy that he wrote in his book, which describes everything about each topic, and there are about 101 topics. I'm gonna suggest you all to pick your copy and read it yourself, because this is an essential book you must read.